Bicycles are more prominent in the Chattanooga landscape as more and more people seek alternatives to gas-powered vehicles. The City of Chattanooga offers the Bike Share program, and Outdoor Chattanooga hosts rides and meetups to instruct riders in urban cycling. When you want more than people power, an electric bike is an option. I'm speaking with Chanley Caldwell of Electric Bike Specialists. As I walked along Main Street toward the Soho building, I certainly did not see any bicycles outside of the store. And once inside, the bikes there did not look all that different. So what exactly is an electric bike?
An electric bike is a bicycle with a motor and a battery on it. It will either offer pedal assist, which is going to amplify the power that you're putting into your riding, or you can get something that's more like a moped, where it's just a throttle and you can use the motor when you want and just treat it like a bike otherwise. Basically, every electric bike is a little bit different from every other electric bike. There's different kinds of motors, there's different kinds of batteries, there's several different types of sensors that know how quickly you're pedaling or how hard you're pedaling or how fast your bike's going, and everything rides a little bit different from everything else.
We're here in your shop, and I don't think too many of the bicycles actually look alike either.
You know, you've got... Yeah, that's probably accurate.
I'm really not seeing huge batteries.
A lot of people don't even realize that you're riding an electric bike. I like to ride around on a little folding bike where the battery actually sits in the down tube, and nobody realizes that it's electric until you actually see me kind of like buzzing around, and then people are like, wait, he's not pedaling. What's going on? That's a lot of fun.
You can actually operate the bicycle without or with minimal pedaling. You probably have to pedal to get it started.
Well, it's not like a moped. You can just pull the throttle and treat it like a scooter if you wanted to, with a lot of them. And a lot of them don't have a throttle. A lot of them require you to pedal. They have something called a torque sensor that will actually detect pressure on the chain. It amplifies exactly what you're putting into it. So it feels like you're actually still doing the work, even though it's really helping you out. And you're going a lot faster and a lot farther than you normally would.
When it comes to operating an electric bicycle on a public street, do you have any different rules than any other bicycle would have?
To be considered a motorized vehicle, where you'd need a license and a license plate on it, it would have to be over 750 watts of power. Almost everything that's out right now, the most powerful you're going to find is about 500 watts, which is basically considered a bicycle. For the most part though, these are going to allow you to ride like an experienced, powerful rider, and it can make anyone ride that well. So we're getting a lot of people that had basically given up on riding or weren't able through accidents or illness or whatever. They're coming in and they're able to ride again. And so that's really exciting. And then otherwise, we're just seeing a lot of people that are getting out of cars. They'd like to become green commuters, and they're coming out and riding quite a bit right now.
So it's like a regular bicycle. You use the bike lanes. You wear a helmet if you're smart.
Yes.
But it's not actually required if you're over the age of 16.
In Tennessee, no, it's not. Georgia, it would be. Tennessee, no. We'd certainly recommend it because the legal limit with these is about 20 miles per hour, and you're going to be able to hit that pretty quickly. If you're not very experienced, you certainly want a helmet, and even if you are experienced, you're definitely going to want one too.
We have a legal limit of 20 miles an hour. Is there something on the bicycle that lets you know how close you're coming to that limit, and is there a governor to stop it from exceeding that?
There is a governor. And then, you know, once you hit that 20 miles per hour, you can still pedal on top of it and go faster like you would a normal bicycle. But just using the motor, the fastest you're going to be able to go is 20 miles per hour.
These bicycles look like any bicycle I would buy just about anywhere else.
The biggest difference that you're going to find is they weigh on average about between 40 and 50 pounds. And that's pretty light for an electric bike. So when you're riding without the power, you're going to feel that weight. But in a more advanced bicycle, like something like this bike, Easy Motion, the components are good enough that when you ride as a normal bicycle, it's still going to feel really good. When I go out and I ride with my friends who are on their normal bicycles, I ride my electric bike as a normal bicycle. I'm probably working a little bit harder, but it still performs like a normal bicycle when I want it to.
Are the braking systems any different?
They build special brakes for electric bikes that have a little reed switch in them, a little sensor inside. So when you brake, it's actually going to cut the motor as well. If you've damaged a brake, you actually have to get something that will be compatible with the controller of the bike, the electronics, to make sure everything's going to work in the future.
Basically, your stock wheel grabber is not going to do what you need to do here.
You can. We can take a normal bicycle and make it electric. The technology they use for the braking system here, you can see there's actually just a little magnet and a sensor here that we add to the bicycle. So here you're using any standard brake you want, and the second I pull the brake, it actually distances itself from the sensor. The magnet distances itself from the sensor, and the motor knows to stop. So you can actually make any bicycle electric. With this setup, the torque sensor is built into the wheel. If you turn this on and start pedaling it, you won't even know it's giving you assistance, even though you're probably going a couple miles per hour faster than you normally would be going. It's more clever than you are when it comes to knowing when to apply the power and how much it should be doing. If it's just giving you a little bit of power, you can ride probably 60 miles on a battery that if you just went with the throttle, pure throttle, maybe 12 miles. It just becomes way, way more efficient.
The batteries are more or less measured in mileage then, as far as their distance, I would assume, because it's going to be a variable speed. You can't necessarily say 2 hours or anything
exactly
like that.
It depends on the rider. It depends on the terrain. It depends on how large the battery is. It depends on if the bike has a sensor. We took our rental fleet out last week, Outdoor Chattanooga. They have some riders that came out with us, and we actually really tested the rental fleet. And we found that with the throttle opened up riding through North Georgia, we were able to go almost 40 miles on a charge, which is pretty good. You could be commuting from North Georgia to Chattanooga, no problem. We found that out.
Now you get your bicycle home. You've ridden for a while. You've had a good time. Do you just plug it into the wall?
Just like a cell phone. Exactly. Depending on what kind of charger it is, it's going to take 2 to 3 hours or 6 to 8 hours. But generally, you'll want to take it back home every night, charge it up every time you ride it, just to make sure, because you're working with lithium cells. Basically, to maintain the lifespan of the battery, you want to be charging it every single time.
A mountain bike.
Yeah.
A motor on a mountain bike.
Yeah, it's great. This is a German bicycle. It's using a mid-drive technology, the motor's in the crank set, which makes it extremely efficient. It's using 3 sensors, a cadence sensor, a torque sensor, and a speed sensor. So basically it knows exactly how much power it should be giving you at any point. You still get a workout on it. On the lowest setting, it's just going to give you a little bit of help. It's going to completely hide the power that it's giving you. I've taken our mountain bikes out for 30 miles and still had a charge. Could probably do more.
And all the others, the actual electric motor, is in the back wheel.
Mm-hmm. Most of them are rear hub motors. The idea of a mid-drive came about in Europe. Here we can do 750 watts, but in Europe it's 250. So they actually found ways to be extremely efficient with their motor technology. We don't have to worry about that as much because we can use more powerful motors. We don't have to be quite as efficient, so we can actually do similar things, but our bikes are cheaper, which is nice.
And do they sound differently on the road than a regular bicycle would?
Yeah, again, depending on what motor you have, let's listen to some motors. This uses a Chinese Bafang motor. E-bikes basically became popular in China, and this is one of the more popular motors out there because it's very powerful and very reliable. This one's in the front because it uses an internal shifter in the rear. Here we go. So, you know, you can hear that one, but some of the other ones in the shop, you really can't even hear.
So you can let the motor do all the work, or you can get the exercise that all of us need,
yeah,
but have the motor help you along.
Exactly. You're never going to be at a point where you can't take a hill, or you should be intimidated to ride a bike. This basically allows anyone to be able to ride anywhere, and that's kind of the exciting thing that we see here. Is we see people that haven't ridden a bike, or like with MS or muscular dystrophy, that have come in and they're riding bikes again. Sometimes it's like the first time since they were children, and that's really neat when we get to see something like that. 30 million electric bikes are sold a year in China. You're looking at, I think it's about 800,000 sold a year in Europe right now. And here we're getting up to almost 80,000 bikes sold in the U.S. a year. It's becoming a more popular thing, and it's definitely going to be an industry that people are going to be seeing in the future. It follows the green landscape that Chattanooga is really trying to become, and I hope that it helps people create a better bicycle infrastructure because it can allow more people that weren't riding to go out and ride. And I hope that we see that in Chattanooga.
You can find out more about electric bicycles online at electricbikespecialists.com. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.